on the table there. Yes.
I call to order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, February 23rd, 2015. I'd like, as our normal custom, to invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First is the approval on the first item on our agenda is approval of the regular session minutes of our last meeting on February 9th.
Got a motion.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Gullias to approve the minutes as proposed. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All 4-0. And please let the record show that all council persons are present except for Councilman Perrell. Next is the approval of the executive session minutes for Monday, February 9th.
Motion to approve.
A motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the executive session minutes as proposed. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I got abstain. I wasn't here. Okay.
So that motion passes 3-0 with one Councilmember Brunel abstaining. And third is the. So I'm going to just tell you what the reason under state meetings. For the closure of the executive session, there are two reasons. First, to consider the acquisition of real property for a public purpose that matters directly related to it, and second, to consult with our counsel to obtain legal advice on a legal matter. Next, we have number two on our agenda is a request for a special event. And making that request will be Mary Henderson, Women in Supporting Women.
What? Strap on a pair of heels.
I'm laughing at the heel.
Mayor G had a pair of heels on.
I love it.
He ran in the race. He did an awesome job.
Did he win that?
Yes, he did. And this is the delay in getting it to him. I apologize.
It was worth the wait.
And you do look mighty fine in those heels.
Well, that's going on the paper.
I do have to admit my heels weren't quite this high. But maybe this year. Thank you. It was fun.
It was.
I encourage any guy who doesn't have any bit of self-esteem whatsoever to please consider running in the race this year.
Well, Mary, I'm ready too, and I want to challenge the rest of them. I think Troy over there could put a pair of heels on. I'm going to run this year.
I think he could rock them, but, you know. Only real men can wear pink, and you have to be a real big man in your thinking to wear heels.
And a roll of duct tape.
And a roll of duct tape.
It's that time of year again, so I come before you asking permission to have this very fun event. It's for a wonderful cause. It's to help keep the services that women supporting women provide to the local men and women free, such as the wigs, prosthesis, and bras, and just me. A lot of good fun. And we give them that support that they need. And it's awesome that the town of Berlin is behind women, supporting women, and a lot of the nonprofits that do help on the shore. So I appreciate that, and thank you for all that you've done. And I take you up on that challenge as far as having all the council members.
I'm there.
I would love to see it. We want to build it. One of the things last year that put kind of a crimp in the race was the gang that was supposed to come down. And all the police were called in. Everybody had to be on board at the restaurants and everything. So that kind of put a hit in our attendance. But hopefully that won't be the case this year. And I would love to see all of you out there. Chief, I think you look mighty fine in a pair of heels as well. So I'm asking for the request that we can participate and have it again this year.
No one has any objections. I'd like to make a motion then for the high heel race for June the 5th at 5:30 in downtown Berlin.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Hall to approve the special event for the high heel race on Friday, June 5th from 5 to 9 p.m. right here on Main Street. And all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? It's 4-0, and we're looking forward to it.
Did you have a question?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out whether G won the first place for running or the hash legs.
All of the above.
Well, we have for the hairiest legs, man or woman. I've seen some women that could really take that. Now, if you're going to participate, council member, no scratching, no pulling hair. You have to abide by the rules. I do have wigs.
That's okay.
And some of them have worn them. And then we have people who are dressed up who really get into the event. And we've got some nice little trophies, as you can see, high heel. And Steve and Debbie Freeney of Victorian Charm donated the heels to us, and then we had them made into trophies.
So, well, I think Michael always ran. You're going to have to take his place.
Well, hopefully Michael.
It's under other
duties. Ivy's going to be there.
Changing the rules of the game.
But hopefully we can get Michael back.
Oh, you know.
So, and if you know anybody with the media, television, radio, or anything, we have a media race, and Randy Scott's always won it. So he's got to get some more competition out there.
Need some competition.
Yeah. So thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
It's a great event for a great cause, and we thank you very much.
Thank you.
We got Charlie.
Yeah, we got some folks. You can sign up right now.
Excellent. Thank you.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I was reminded that the health fair is going to be that evening by AGH, and it's going to be down by the chamber. So hopefully they'll be there with ACE bandages. If anybody does get hurt, they'll wrap you. But please have everybody go down and, you know, have their screening, blood pressure and whatnot. Make sure you can run.
Thank you so much. That was great. Next, we have a presentation from another one of our very prestigious local nonprofits, and that's the Worcester County Coal, Carol Jacobs.
We're going to add a couple more chairs.
Sure, absolutely.
We may, please.
We're very informal here.
Good
Good evening. I'm Carol Jacobs. I'm president of Worcester Gold, and thank you, Mayor Williams, and members of the council and staff for giving us the opportunity to share Gold's good works with you this evening. We have handouts, I think, for everyone, so you can follow along. I guess I should have gotten my given you my PowerPoint so we could show it on your screen.
We'll do that next year.
Okay, that's good. I've been president of Worcester Gold for a little over a year, and I think that Gold is one of the best small nonprofits in Worcester County. We're really proud of our executive director, Claire Otterbein, and our wonderful, hardworking board of directors. As part of Gold's strategic plan, and I know you all are familiar with strategic plans, we put community awareness as one of our top priorities. And so we're making the rounds. We'd like to make this an annual thing, visit all the Worcester County governments at least once a year and let you know what we're doing. So I think this is a good time now to introduce two of our board members that are here with us this evening, Nancy Howard and then Barry Laws. And then we have one student volunteer from Stephen Decatur High School that's here as part of his service learning for government service learning, and that would be Max Mariner. Max Mariner.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, so then I guess what we'll do is just jump right in. Nancy, do you have something you want to say?
Well, just that I've been a board member for Gold a little over a year as well. My good friend Carol sort of got me on the board. But I've been aware of Gold since its inception. And I know that I, as an individual, have participated in Gold, their special programs, over the years, which certainly everyone can do. But we're here tonight to talk about what we do as a board, and thank you for having us. And I just have to again compliment the town of Berlin for all you have done, what you've done over the years. I can remember Williams Tavern was my first entree into Berlin. My mom and dad and I used to come over here and have dinner, and wow. I mean, the changes that we've seen in the last 40 years. Yes. So congratulations. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thanks.
Barry?
My name is Barry Laws. I'm from Snow Hill.
Did you bring a passport?
I know I'm in a hole already. We have nothing like Berlin has, but we're trying hard. If we get that road dualized down there, maybe we'll get some of that.
We're happy to have you.
Well, it's glad to be here and all of you. I'm brand new to Worcester Gold. I've only been on the board about 2 or 3 months. We didn't have too many people down the southern end of the county, and a lot of need is down there, as you know. And that's why I'm on there, and thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
I'm Max Mariner, and I volunteer as an athlete student for Worcester Gold.
What kind of things do you do as a volunteer?
Well, I haven't started yet.
Okay. Basically, you're going to be kind of like Avi. Whatever gets thrown at you, you find a way to get it done, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. That's good. Hope you find it a great experience.
We actually, I thought we had another student volunteer, but I think they had another commitment this evening. So we'll see how that goes. Then I guess the simplest thing to do is just go through page by page. Again, I apologize. It would have been much simpler if we shown it on the screen there. Gold's mission, Worcester County Gold improves the quality of life of local citizens for whom traditional means of well-being support is not fully available. A nonprofit organization, Worcester County Gold promotes dignity, providing financial aid to families in crisis, vulnerable adults, and children in foster care. We assist in several areas, including emergency financial assistance for housing, utilities, food, clothing, transportation, and medical needs, baby supplies for parents in need, normalization of life for children in foster care. During 2014, Gold provided 1,933 Worcester County residents with emergency assistance. Are you doing that one?
I wasn't, but
okay.
I will.
No, I think I'm supposed to do number 2 and 3.
No.
I'll
so
do
okay.
4.
All right, do 4 then, Nancy.
I'll do 4. Okay, emergency assistance in 2014. Utility assistance for 241 families, food for 115 families, housing assistance for 111 families, $2,000 worth of winter coats distributed, baby and elder care supplies distributed, And of the households receiving emergency financial assistance in 2013, 32.5% were from the Berlin-Ocean Pines area. And of the households receiving holiday help in 2014, 27% were from Berlin. So bring it home.
Essential health care needs, transportation to medical appointments, eyeglasses, emergency dental care, prescriptions, bus tickets to treatment centers, repairing wheelchairs, medical alert bracelets. Anytime there's a need, big or small, usually there's smaller things that most people don't think of, they can get in touch with the Department of Social Services, and then Social Services will in turn get in touch with our executive director. And then what's good about GOLD is we can respond quickly. Quite often, some of the larger social service departments, it takes a bit of time before they can actually provide financial help. But the way GOLD is set up, we can get there and help them quickly. So I think that's important for our service. Holiday assistance, 235 turkeys and food baskets donated by Worcester County Bar Association distributed by GOLD for Thanksgiving. And yes, this is a gentleman we have to thank for the turkeys.
Thank you, Kathy. I started that program in 1998.
I didn't realize you were that old. That's great.
And this year we did 465 families.
Wow.
Not including, over and above GOLD, we distributed turkeys and everything that goes along with Thanksgiving meal throughout the
country. That's a great partnership you guys.
Thank you. Special supplies, special programs, school supplies for students. In 2014, GOLD provided school supplies for 529 children and distributed back-to-school haircut coupons for 600 children. You don't think about kids wanting a haircut before they may not want them, but they might need a haircut, and those are just one of the things that we can jump in and help with.
And something so many kids take for granted, but it's not necessarily affordable for everybody. Okay. And it gives them a sense of pride when they get back.
But you do this one.
Special programs, Helping Hands for Holidays. In 2014, clothes, food, and toys were provided to 905 individuals during the holidays.
Other programs that enrich the lives of children in need, 170 spring baskets to low-income children. As you can see, there's a gentleman on that picture that's from here. Chief Downey. We thank you very much for your help, sir. $1,400 to Worcester County school principals for emergency needs of students. Assistance to 31 children in foster care. And summer camp for 13 at-risk children. Employees of the Town of Berlin and the Berlin Police Department support our special programs by sponsoring baskets for the holiday program and the spring baskets. GOLD also partners with other Berlin organizations, including the Lions Club, several churches, Worcester Prep, and the Worcester County Schools. And we thank you all.
Worcester County received prestigious awards of the Maryland Standard for Excellence. It's a compliance. We comply with ethical and accountability, a code, and it's also a symbol of trust. And the Richard A. Henson Awards, showing that we are an outstanding contributor to the Lower Eastern Shore residents. The Maryland Standard for Excellence, to jump back up to the first one there, that's... if you have an opportunity to look at the listing for nonprofits in Worcester County, there are not a lot of nonprofits in Worcester County that have had that, been able to achieve that, Maryland Standard for Excellence award. All right, Mitch, want to get some?
How can I help? Make a monetary donation. Donations can also now be made online through PayPal. Donate goods such as diapers and other baby goods, toiletries, and gift cards. Sponsor a child or family for GOLD special programs, spring baskets, holiday help, school supplies. Work with our community partners. Help us network on social media. Join our volunteer group, Friends of GOLD.
and that's it. I thank you very much for your time and allowing us to present this tonight, and we hope to come back next year about this time, and we'll maybe have some different numbers for you, but and we're happy to answer your questions if anyone has questions.
Does anyone have any questions for Carol or Barry or Nancy?
I'd like to thank them and part of what Nancy said about, you know, the success in Berlin, you know, what we've done. But a lot of the reason why we've been successful is partnershiping, working. You know, this is a good community, and it shows in the nonprofits how everybody works together and, you know, fills in the gaps where other, you know, social services or other nonprofits aren't handling those needs. I just commend you all. It's great.
Thank you.
Jacobs, you've got the right one of your team right there.
She'll get the word out.
Well, we have a wonderful team. Actually, it's, I think Nancy will tell you that because she serves on so many other boards and capacity, president, I think, of another organization. But our board is a working board. Absolutely. The members on our board, you're expected to participate in a committee, and those committees work hard, and that's what keeps us all going, that and our executive director. One of the good things about our setup is that the office that the social services has given us office space, so we don't have the expense of going out and providing office space for our executive director. Social services also vets any potential clients, so that they help us in that manner. And we're able to give back something like 92 cents of every dollar that goes right back out into the community, and there's not a lot of nonprofits that can make that.
I have to say, a very, 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 the Richard Bay Henson Award, and you all received that a few years ago. And just so people know, that award is administrated through the Community Foundation,
yes,
for sure, and it is competitive with every. There's many good nonprofits, but Worcester, Somerset, and Wacomico. But they get out one award a year, and so it's pretty very hard, and it's one of the most coveted awards among nonprofits, mm-hmm, on the Lower Shore.
Thank you.
Since you got the award, from everything I keep hearing about and following about Worcester Gold, better. And we look forward to these annual reports. I think this is a great idea.
Thank you. Well, I think that it's important. One of the things that we found was that a lot of folks don't know about us. And so this is an attempt to try to get out there and more community awareness.
And again, keep in mind that it's up to you. But some festivals may be appropriate for a booth or something of that nature. We'll work with
you. Right.
Whatever. You choose, you decide, but there are some that may be just right and others that aren't.
Okay.
If there is a way in which you can take advantage of some of our town events through increasing your community awareness, go for it.
Sounds like a good committee project. Nancy's very both of public relations.
Question for you. Is there a drop-off point anywhere on Main Street, or do you do a coat collection drive or a canned food drive that we can possibly set something up at our visitor center where people can come and donate?
Well, we would definitely say that if you get anything, we will definitely get it to them. We've had a relationship with Worcester Gold for approximately 10 years. Wonderful organization, very flexible. And they can definitely, like I say, get resources where they need to be. So if it's a situation of getting anything to them, we'll make sure that happens. We have to go ahead and commend Jamie Latcham from the Water Department. This year, he went ahead and said, instead of us just, you know, sponsoring a family or two as a police department, that everybody, you know, staff-wise, have the ability to bring a gift in, not for each other, but for someone associated with your goal. So again, I think that's a relationship that we want to keep going. And if you find a spot to go ahead and pick up, we'll make sure it gets there.
Okay.
Yeah. So work with Ivy.
Yeah. And we may be able to find a pair of heels for you this year. Perhaps.
I'll take whatever you can find.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a deal.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you for that. Welcome. Before we start our department several reports, I'm going to just introduce someone that most of the people here may know, but some of you may have not had a chance to meet, and that is Vicki Megan. Vicki Megan, if you'll take your stand. Vicki is the new Sharon. Well, now that we've done it the Berlin way, Vicki is the administrative assistant for Laura, but it doesn't mean Sharon's going away. Sharon has been transitioning for over a month into becoming the administrative assistant and everything else for Ivy. So Sharon is now the new Megan, right? So anyways, the key thing is you'll find Sharon in the welcome center, except when she's running around town helping to make things happen. And Vicki will be right downstairs when you come in the main door. And we're very happy, Vicki, first to welcome you. We hope that you find this a very rewarding experience. And Sharon, I think you're really going to enjoy your new responsibilities. And you think you were busy before. you want to be careful what you wish for. But in any case, we're very, very happy for both of you. I just want to welcome you both to your new duties. Next is our finance report from Natalie Saleh.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I don't have much on agenda. I just want to give a brief update on our software selection. We're still reviewing and kind of looking at the contracts and doing the scorecards, so we're still in the process. And we're working on the year-end Maryland Public Service Commission reports. Their year-end is December, so it's a lot of reporting needs to be done. That's all I have.
That sounds like it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
You'd rather do the audit, wouldn't you?
Oh, and also the budget is kind of in planning. So we're working on a schedule, and in March we'll be working with each department head, and then we will go into the budget workshops.
If you have a chance, when you and Laura just get your heads together, just kind of give me I'll share with the whole council, sort of an outline of the budget process in terms of dates. And
I will email everybody a schedule.
That's great. Thank you. Next is Deputy Town Administrator Mary Baldwin.
I actually don't have anything this evening, Mayor.
Well, we've certainly heard from you a lot lately.
Yeah. Well, actually, I can address that on that note. I've been given to understand that folks maybe did not appreciate hearing my voice so often. The strategic report meeting notifications that went out were an unusual thing. We've never held meetings like that before and probably won't again for quite some time. So if people began to feel like they were hearing it a little too often, it was an unusual circumstance. We wouldn't typically put just meeting notifications out over the general notification system like that.
But these were special because they were the meetings that wouldn't be possible without the participation of the
citizens. We felt that the need was enough. We needed to get the word out to everybody in the town, and so therefore those did go out as general overall notifications.
And we had to change a location too. That generated.
We had to change the location, exactly. Yes. There were a number of reasons to put that out.
But I think I have had some compliments. I don't know if you've had any complaints, but I've had gotten compliments, and I wasn't looking for compliments. I was just very pleased to hear them.
I'll put it this way. Out of 1,900 phone numbers that the system reached out to, I have received 2 complaints. That's a number I can live with. That's a percentage thing. That isn't too bad.
That's unbelievable. That's
great. That's fantastic.
Me too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for all you've done to make that possible. And we'll be doing it. Thank you. Next is Water Resources and Public Works Director Jane Kreider.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. We've done absolutely nothing in the last now. we have responded to well over 30 emergency call-ins for broken pipes in the past week. Not to mention that we worked all of Monday night, Tuesday, and into Wednesday clearing the snow. And we're still continuing to ice areas where the snow is melting and freezing. So that's an ongoing.
Salt them.
Where it's icing over. Thank you. So we've been very, very busy, and despite all that, we were still able to get over to the multipurpose building and patch some of the windows and put a coat of paint, fresh paint on the building.
Please pass on that look great.
It's like a new building inside.
Right.
It really looks nice, like a professional painter.
Well,
thanks. Well, the next thing we're going to get you to do is an arts and entertainment painting. but it really was interesting because our first strategic planning meeting was at the multi-purpose building. And then, three and a half weeks later, so here we have about 4 weeks. Here we go in, and it's like, what happened? It's so bright, looks so great. And we really appreciate, tell everybody how much we appreciate it. And that, it was noticed.
I certainly will.
Thank you.
Cruz certainly put in a lot of hours in the past week and a half.
And for that other work you all did with the Peep Kimber Roads being on, way to go. I have to say, there was no reason anybody in the town of Berlin couldn't get anywhere they needed to. Once they gave you all a chance to do your job.
As much as we tried, there's always, a few people that we didn't quite do what they needed, what they felt we needed to do. And it's also a tricky situation where it's state highway has their criteria and we have the other roads. And sometimes if you saw us, we were out on Main Street cleaning up. It's because it needed to get done. State highway was busy doing other things. Right. It just needed to get done. It was for the safety of the residents. And that's what we're trying to do. Sometimes we miss a place. I have no problem taking phone calls. We'll respond as quickly as we can when we can.
Well, I didn't hear anything but compliments on how we did the best job compared to other towns. That everyone was so impressed. Just let the staff know that we appreciate it, and the residents appreciate it too.
I certainly will.
Thank you. Thank all the folks again. We really sincerely appreciate it. Okay, next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Yes, the biggest thing I wanted to report on, everybody's very aware of the amount of snow, the wind, and the temperature issues that we had in the past week. The big thing is on Friday the 20th at around 7:45, we hit a new peak for the town of Berlin. The peak actually last year during the first week in January was about 14.3 megawatts, and Friday morning at 7:45 in the morning, we hit a peak of 15.1. And then also, the PJM regional load over the 13 states that we monitor for generation, the peak last summer was 142,000, and on Friday morning, it was at 144,300. I was very concerned about that. I was actually scheduled to be on vacation Friday, but the temperature, I was really concerned about the load and what could occur, so I came in that morning, and we actually had to do some switching between some circuits to balance the load out, just to assure that nothing would go wrong during that time period. Also, on Thursday the 19th, we replaced all the phones inside of Town Hall. We have the new Comcast phones. The employees will be able to get familiar with them over the next 2 weeks on March 5th. They're going to port the numbers from Verizon to Comcast, and then at that point the old phones will stop working inside of Town Hall. We have meter reading coming up this week and VAM reads. There's also two new solar systems going in. One of them is on Esham Avenue and the other one is on Brittany Lane. Yes. And that's about it.
No, that's excellent.
Can I ask you, the solar systems, are they the result of Solar City?
Yes, ma'am, both of them.
And then there's the other one that the guy did privately in Franklin Knoll, right, around on the curve? He did that one himself, I believe.
I think it was FlexAir.
It was FlexAir.
Yeah, FlexAir.
Interesting. Hey, and thank you for not losing power. We were very lucky.
I was knocking on wood the whole time.
Yeah, he did a great job as we were thinking about that.
Thank you. That's one of the things that gets taken for granted unless it goes wrong. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Again, thank you. Thank all your folks for the due diligence during that very trying time. Next is Police Chief Arnold Downing.
I would echo also what the notification system and advising the residents not to park on the street. It definitely assisted in the clearing of the roads and the citizens actually staying off the roadway after that first day of the event. Again, we're talking about one of the safest snowstorms we went through, and it's not just Berlin but countywide, so we're very blessed and happy of that. And again, it's just staff up there working hard, and they did a wonderful job. So we echo that also.
Thank you. Thank you. Next is Planning Director Dave Englehart.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. This past Thursday, on the 13th, I attended the County Commissioners meeting, and they made a motion to concur with the annexation and development agreement we had submitted regarding the Seahawk Road annexation across from the high school. They did concur with our proposed zoning. We propose an R4 for the annexation. This just frees us up to move towards the public hearing of March 23rd for that item. This Wednesday, there will be a Planning Commission meeting. It's not our normal date for it, but it's for the Dollar General development, the proposed development for Dollar General across from AGH. So I encourage anybody who's interested in that project to attend. That's for their site plan approval. That's all I have.
Great.
Thanks,
Steve. Got one to the last thing. Where are we with Canopy Village?
Right now we are down to the wire. We are, I've got a budget to give in for, we have to agree on our numbers for the permit, the dollar amounts, the EDUs. He's provided me with his budget, and there's one item that's a difference that has to go to him. There's a couple of housekeeping letters that he needs, and then we have to formalize the public works agreement. We have just finished, as of Friday, the engineers' review. They've answered all the items on it with our engineer, DBF, and also with EA for the stormwater management. That's all was finalized the end of last week. So we waited for those, and now these last few items. I would think within the next 10 days, we'd have building permits in place. So we would be able to start.
So the building permits, you expect to be in place before the building season, so to speak?
Yeah. Shortly. Like I said, 10 days, 2 weeks,
yeah.
You should have the permits in hand.
Excellent. Thank you. Next is Human Resources Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Good evening, Council. I have nothing to report to you.
Thank you very much. And last but not least, Economic Community Development Director Avi Wells.
Hi, good evening, Mayor and Council. I have a few things that I've been working on for the last several weeks. Is the Berlin Main Street website is still working on that. Rack cars have been trying to design those. We've had a couple of date changes, which I'm going to give you right now. The Peach Festival, which was originally scheduled for August 8th, is actually going to be scheduled for August 1st, Saturday, August 1st, and not Saturday, August 8th. I attended the Taste of Annapolis event Thursday night with the mayor and several other people. That was a very nice event. And then on Friday, and Council Member Lisa Hall. On Friday, I decorated the window at the Maryland Welcome Center off 95. We still had our Christmas exhibit there. So the banners that used to be in the Visitor Center are now in the Welcome Center, which is really nice because when you walk into the front door of the Maryland Welcome Center, the Berlin window is to the right of that, and the first thing you see are the Berlin banners. So they'll be there for a while. You've missed them in the Visitor Center window. And then also, I did a snow day photo contest, since we're talking about the snow day. I know Council Member Purnell posted his snow day picture of some island dropping somewhere. but I wanted to let you know how successful that was. Just on a whim, I decided to do it to engage the community. They're all stuck in the house, so I did a contest. And it reached over 9,000 people, 125 likes on Facebook, and there were about 45 entries. So the picture that got the most likes won $75.
What's the choice?
To Main Street.
But what did they get something?
A $25 gift certificate to any of the Main Street shops. They can use it anywhere. And then the last thing is kind of off kilter. I was talking with Mike Wiley today, and he told me a very interesting story that I thought that I would share because I think that the public should know about this. When they went to open their garage door, the chain had snapped. The garage door wouldn't open because what had happened was the garage door was frozen to the ground. So when they tried to have the garage door go up, it was frozen. So what he did to combat that was he would raise his garage door periodically or leave it slightly raised or add a layer of silicone to the bottom of his garage door. So I just thought I'd share that just because it seemed something.
It could happen to somebody other people.
It could happen to anyone, so, and it could be dangerous. That's all I have.
Great. That's good. Very good. And congratulations on this. Spontaneous photo fun.
Yeah,
that was great. I think that
shows you who's paying attention to the page too. That's wild.
Oh, it was really nice, and it was pet pictures and baby pictures. Yes. It was really, really cute.
Yeah,
people
liked it. They're always welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next is the town administrator's report, Laura Allen.
Just a couple of announcements. As Dave mentioned, the public hearing for the Seahawk Road annexation has been moved from tonight till March 23rd at the request of the applicant. Also, we've concluded our community meetings for the strategic planning process. The next step is to put a survey out. We're expecting those surveys to go out on Thursday. We'll post them to the website. We'll also have hard copies available in town hall. If someone prefers to come in and fill out a hard copy, we'll make those available. And we'll ask everybody to turn the surveys in by March 5th.
So the primary way that people will access them is through our town website,
right.
But they can come to town hall and pick up a hard copy
if
they prefer.
Yeah, we'll have them on the counter at customer service if folks prefer to do it by hand.
And what was that deadline again?
March 5th.
Great.
March 5th.
That's it, yeah.
And I just also wanted to thank Sharon for all of her hard work, and tonight is her last council meeting, so I just wanted to thank her for all her hard work and wish her all the best for thriving.
Yeah, great.
She can tell me she wants to.
I'm sure I'll still be here a few of them.
So I'll go ahead and read your purchase orders. There's only three of them tonight. 1901 in the amount of $2,502.30 to Water Testing Labs for BACT testing. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Bacteriological testing.
Okay, BACT testing and nitrates. Purchase order number 1925 in the amount of $2,618.50 to Feed Water Treatment Systems for coolant for power plant cooling towers. And purchase order number 1943 in the amount of $6,900 to LV Water Service for meter reading device and charging stand. That concludes my report.
Does anyone have any questions for Laura regarding either of the three purchase orders proposed for approval?
Make a motion to approve all three purchase orders.
We have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the three purchase orders as presented by the town administrator. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Motion passes 4-0. I just briefly want to just very much again thank everyone in the community and the people in and around the world as well who participated in the four strategic planning sessions we've had in the last few weeks. They were inspiring. They were very interesting, with a lot of energy, a lot of good ideas, and a few paradoxes, which is exactly what you expect. But I know we're going to find the information which very useful in helping us both in the short term with some establishing some priorities and trying to make some tough choices. Hopefully, over time, between this council and the people who follow us, I hope everything on that on those lists becomes a reality. I think our commitment is we're going to do our best to give it a good strategic start and within whatever means that we have. So again, thank you to all those people, and I encourage anyone who couldn't attend for whatever reason to fill out one of the surveys online or to pick up a copy down at the front desk we really want your input, or we're going to be depending on your guidance, but we know that we have to make the decisions, especially about how to pay for things,
you know, we don't expect you to have to do that, but we will be acting. We will be having a two days back to back, reviewing the information together as the mayor and council, and I think that's going to be a very, very interesting work session. And as a work session, it's open to the public. The only thing is, we actually work, and everybody else gets to watch us work and make faces or whatever. And but there's no public participation. I just don't want anybody. That's normal. We have had a lot of work sessions, but these I think might be more interesting than most. Okay.
I've got nothing there.
Hey.
The wrap-up session is 2 days, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The 11th and the 12th?
Let me email you the time ranges.
Back to back. Wednesday to Thursday?
Yeah, I have the 11th.
I'm not going to be here the 11th. I'll send an email out with the dates and times again. So
you're at the 11th? Is he at the 11th?
No. Whenever I just need to go out, it's probably one more day.
March, I'm the
8th. I'm fine. I'm here. No, I've got nothing.
All right, very good. All right. Do we have any comments from the public? Anybody here that wishes to address the council, ask us a question? Any comments at all? Do we have any comments or questions from the press? Seeing none, does anyone wish to make a motion to adjourn?
Got a motion.
We have a motion to adjourn. We stand adjourned. Thank you so much for your patience. And please be careful with the cold weather.
Could I get a picture of you and
Yes. Oh, sure. Yes.
Thank you very much.
President,
do you want me to...